There's a wonderful spirit at Lourdes at this moment, a youthful, energetic, and as well a joyful spirit for the international military pilgrimage. But this is not the typical crowd that come to Lourdes. Even though we have 40 plus nations with more than 14,000 people attending this pilgrimage, this is not the ordinary crowd that come to Lourdes. This is extraordinary, once in a year event. The ordinary crowd that come to Lourdes are people who are just here to pray, to reflect, to meditate, and to seek God, and also to seek reconciliation and healing deep from within. Even though the international military pilgrimage have brought a sense of camaraderie, fraternity, and closeness because we speak that military culture, but it's so easy for the participants themselves, myself including, to miss the real people who come to Lourdes. Even though, as Americans, we get to send our wounded warriors here to Lourdes so they can seek their own healing and reconciliation. So oftentimes, many participants get locked up in the programs, in all the nice events that are going on, that we miss the real purpose, the real crowd. And today, in a very providential way, I pray to the good Lord that He would open my eyes and let me know His presence. To be honest with you, I have been tired in recent weeks, tired from being overworked, overwhelmed with many duties and responsibilities given to me. I feel just tired, physically tired, emotionally tired. So I asked the good Lord to give me a sign. And today He showed me a sign that I didn't expect. As I was standing in the square with many military members going in and out for the different masses and events, there was a small group from Austria, and people who were handicapped sitting in wheelchairs, some with cerebral palsies and many severe handicaps. They were onto the right-hand side. Many people passed them. They didn't recognize or they didn't notice them. But I looked, and I walked a little bit closer to them. And one person in that group with severe handicap, when we locked eye with each other, that person looked at me and smiled, a big, wide smile. Perhaps this person saw that I was wearing a collar. Perhaps this person see that I was a priest. But for me, God smiled at me to this person. All the readings today tells us very clearly, my brothers and sisters, that Jesus, in His farewell discourse, in the gospel reading, after the Last Supper, He calls us His own. He prayed for us. He interceded for us. And He prepared the way for us by showing us through His own life, His own example of what it means to serve, to lay down our lives, and to help other people to know who they are as beloved sons and daughters of God, our Heavenly Father. Jesus took joy in us. He delights in us. He smiles at us. He called us friends. That's why the second readings remind us that as we bear witness to Christ, we need to bear witness to Christ with gentleness, with kindness, with patience. So oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, I see so many people getting so impatient, getting so caught up when things don't go their way, or when they begin to point fingers at other Catholics who do not fit their standards? Do we treat them with kindness, with openness, with patience, with love, with peace, with reconciliation, or do we treat them according to our standards? Do we ourselves bear the standards of Christ, or do we bear the standards of this world? Do we try to seek Him in our life, or do we seek the matters of this world? Who give us life? And who give us joy? Jesus delights in us. Are we delightful in ourselves? And do we delight in other people? Or do we see them as burdensome, as obstacle, or as instrument for our own egocentric needs and desires? Do we delight in the small blessings in our life? Or are we too occupied with our own little circle, our own ego, our own little world, our own kingdoms, our own comfort zones? Just like the many young people who are here for the international military pilgrimage, they hang out in their group, and not many of them are spiritual. They come because perhaps they were given the opportunity or were required to go. And they drink and they have fun, and the camaraderie, the fraternity, the youthfulness, the energy are there. But I wonder if they had taken the time to seek God in their life, do the tiny, small moments that are right in front of them. We too can be in the same error, the same mindset, when we think that things need to happen our own way. But we have become so myopic, so narrow vision, that we miss the blessings of God in our very own lives. Second, sometimes we think we are the only one who are miserable when life go wrong with us, when things fall apart, or when they don't go our way. And we think we are the only one that are suffering or are in pains. But we forget the pains and the suffering of others, and we haven't treated them with kindness, with forgiveness, with peace, with love, with understanding, and with the same like-mindedness of Christ. Are we leading other people to the truth in love, with patience, with trust, with charity, with faith, with hope? Or are we forcing everyone to follow our standards? My brothers and sisters, how is God smiling at you today? How are you seeing His presence in your life today? He smiled at me in a very unexpected way, to a very unexpected person, in a very extraordinary way. But it wasn't. The people who are the VIPs, the real people that come to Lourdes, the pilgrims, the abandoned, the forgotten, the elderly, the hurt, the handicapped, the VIPs of Lourdes, the ordinary people of Lourdes that are outside of this pilgrimage. God used that one person today that seemed to be out of the ordinary, but actually very normal, to show me in a small way that He smiled at me. He loves me. So that He loves that person, a smile at that person. I'm grateful for this blessing, for His signs, for the wonder, and I pray that you feel the same way in your life. Seek Him, be in love with Him, and allow Him to love you.